I have the time to, I have enough time till 2 p.m.? No, no, no. Till 10:10. And I don't think I need to waste this time explaining who we are and this. You can go to our website and know all about us, okay? I'm called, I believe, to deliver God's message. So I'm not important. Gabby is not important. We are important, but to a certain degree. Let's not exaggerate it. I mean, he is important. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verse 24. I'm sorry, Matthew 27. I wondered why it doesn't fit. Matthew 27. 24. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitudes, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." Verse 25, and all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children. His blood be on us and on our children. Come on, get over with it. Crucify him. Don't worry about his blood. It's on us, it's on our children. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do." Go with me to Matthew 16 now. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Yeshua came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some... and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Yeshua answered and said to him, Yeshua, by the way, Jesus, okay? This is the only name he responded to 2,000 years ago. He did not know himself as Jesus. "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Messiah. What's the connection between the two passages? I am clean of this righteous man's blood. Let it be. Let his blood be on our son, on us and our children. Whom do you say that I am? Is there any connection? Well, I hope and I felt that this is what God laid on my heart to share with you in the short time that I have. Because it will introduce you to variety of things. Your connection to Israel, the days that we are living in today, and what do we do with this data? What is our responsibility? Let's start elaborating on the first passage that we read from Matthew 27, okay? Shall we? Beloved, if I would tell you that there is a parallelism between Israel and her Messiah. Will you believe me? Israel and her Messiah, Yeshua, the one that you believe in, and I believe in, of course, cannot be separable. They are glued in a glue which is much better, much stronger than super glue. Let me give you a few examples. Who is called in scriptures the son of God, the firstborn of God? Everybody will say Yeshua. Wrong. No. Israel. Go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my firstborn out. Exodus. In the burning bush event. Yeah? Who else is called God's firstborn? Yeshua. Do you see? Who is called first out of Egypt? Israel. Yeshua as well. Are you with me? Are you following? Who is called out of Egypt for a purpose? To be a light, to be a king, a priest to the world? Israel. Then Yeshua. Who is called God's servant, Eved Adonai, throughout the book of Isaiah, for example? Israel, then Yeshua. If this is not enough, by two or three witnesses, you know, everything shall be established. I gave you already five. But if this is not enough, beloved, and I lost my track. Abba, help me. It will come. Anyway, beloved, oh yes, thank you, Abba. The fifth, sixth evidence. Yeshua in scriptures has more than one name. He is called Wonderful Counselor, right? He is called King. He is called Son of David. And name it. But how many of you know that in Isaiah 49, his name is Israel? I don't have enough time to elaborate on it, but do your homework. You don't need to take whatever I tell you. Okay, beloved? Chew on it, spit the garbage out. Okay? Sounds fair? Yeshua and Israel, Jesus and Israel are inseparable. You cannot take them apart. Because whatever Israel was called to do as a nation and goofed up, Yeshua takes it upon himself. Are you with me? They were called out of Egypt. They were called as God's firstborn son. They were called to be light to the nation, etc., etc. God's servants, kingdom of royal priests. Are you with me? Did they fulfill it? Not yet. So Yeshua comes and kind of danced it into himself. Embodied Israel. Are you with me? And does what they were supposed to do. Does the story end here? No, no, God forbid that it ends here. We would not be saved because salvation is of the Jews. You cannot be saved. How? How situation? So if the story would end here in the failure of Israel, wow, our situation is very bad. Praise God Almighty, the story does not end here because... Are you ready? Let his blood be on us and on our children. Once Messiah did what Israel were supposed to do, died, was buried, resurrected, ascended to heaven, seated on the right hand side of God. Now Israel, his nation, the non-believing Israel, took the role of Messiah. On themselves. What? Leila, why did you suggest Rami, I mean the Pastor Steve, to bring this crazy Michiganer made Jewish man from Israel to tell us that Israel now functions as Messiah? Yup. Yup, yup. Are you ready? We say that Israel and their Messiah are one, so to speak. They cannot be separated, right? So let's speak about the three, the main three periods in Yeshua's life. There is number one, the hidden, not hidden as pagan, but to hide something. I'm sorry, my accent, yeah? It's H-I-D-D-E-N, the hidden. You know what I mean, yeah? The hidden period where Yeshua is unseen. He is not influential. He doesn't do anything. I mean, how can you do as a baby something, yeah? He is born until the age 30. He is hidden, you know, again, hidden, you know. You don't see him. There is one event in the Gospel of Luke when he's 12 years old, right? But did he declare himself as the Messiah of Israel at 12? No. He's not influential. He's, you know, he's a child. He grows like every, like I grew in Israel. I was born in Israel, yeah? I still live in Israel. So he passed through stations of life like any other Israelites. Are you following? Yeah. Nobody knows even that the Messiah was born already. Nobody knows the Messiah walks and play whatever with them. Goes to synagogue with them. Nobody that knows that this carpenter, who is the son of the other carpenter, is the Messiah actually. He's hidden. Are you following? Then we have period number two. Period number two is the blessing period. Yeshua reveals himself. And whatever he touches gets better. He heals the blind. He raises the dead. He is influential. Great multitudes go after him. Please touch me. The woman with the issue of blood, if I only will touch his fringes, the tzitzit. He is a blessing. He is famous. Everybody loves him. Does it end there? Period number three starts. At Matthew 16. A shift of 180 degrees, face like a flint toward Jerusalem, the way up to Jerusalem to be crucified. To die, to be tortured, to be mocked, looked down at, spit at, crucified, buried, and resurrected. This is period number three. Are you with me? Are you ready for the shocking news? We say that Israel, by saying, let his blood be on us and our children, didn't know what they know. They do. They took his role. And him shortly after, yeah, you got it, my sweet lady. Shortly after Yeshua dies and shortly after he's already seated, in the year 70, the Jews start their number one period in their lives, the hidden one. They are dispersed. They don't have a king, no land, no God, no nothing. They are dispersed. They are persecuted. Nobody knows about their existence. Are you with me? Period number two, the blessing one, starts with modern Zionism. Israel becomes a blessing. Big shots of the world, presidents come to be treated in Israeli hospitals, I don't know if you know it. Even enemies of Israel under the table, you know, under the radar. There are more Jews who received Nobel Prize than everybody else. Physics, medicine, name it, high tech. The Silicon Valley is filled with Jews. What about your cellular phones? What about your PC? Did you know that the main parts in your laptops and in your cellar are Israeli invented? Google it and you will see I'm right. Israel is in her blessing period, whatever she touches. We didn't speak about the desolated, neglected land called Israel, so-called Palestine, full of swamps, desertish. The Jews are coming, come to Israel with me. I'm a tour guide, I will take you. Beautiful, thriving, flourishing, blooming. Are you following? But Israel, since the last decade or two, entered the third period in Yeshua's time. And she is pushed more and more to Jerusalem without her noticing. And she behaves without even knowing it like Yeshua. How many rockets, Mr. Obama, would tolerate if you would be fired from Mexico, your neighbor? I think one or two, he would give warning, and then he would nuke Mexico out. Because no sovereign, normal nation would allow, you know, rockets to fly over. And her children to be raised in bomb shelters. Israel continuously giving the other cheek. She behaves like her Messiah. I'm an officer in the Israeli army. You know how many million dollars we waste in order not to touch an innocent. The terrorist children are not innocent, by the way. But let's call them to not hurt them. Terrorists are going with their children outside Gaza Street, knowing that there is a drone or an Israeli helicopter or Israeli jet with guided missiles, okay? Knowing they go outside, I know what I'm talking about. They go outside alone, and immediately, Ahmad, Muhammad, come quickly. Fatma, the family comes in, and the pilot, the Israeli pilot, guides the already launched missiles into the field, not to hurt the children. Israel acts like Yeshua without knowing it, because you cannot separate them. Are you ready? As the nation of Israel shouted to Pontius Pilate, crucify, crucify, let his blood be on us and our children. So the nations today are shouting at Israel, crucify, crucify Israel, they're the problem of the world. We will bear the consequences. Crucify Israel. As Yeshua was pushed to Jerusalem for the last events in his life, Israel's last event, Israel as a nation, will be placed in Jerusalem. Where are all of end time prophecies? Bible, yeah? Not Tim Lahi. End times prophecies are aimed at Jerusalem. Where is the great day of the Lord, the great battle of the great day of the Lord? Jerusalem. Why? Because the beginning and the end are the same. It started with the Jews. It will end with the Jews. But what has all this data to do with us, beloved? Back to Matthew 16. I'm a tour guide, and as such, I take many tourists, I do it for the last 20 years, to a place called Caesarea Philippi, Banias. Unlike other guides, I don't tell my tourists the lie that Yeshua, that Peter confessed Yeshua at Caesarea Philippi, because my Bible does not tell me this. Yeshua would not enter a pagan city like Caesarea Philippi. That's why, and I'm picky, because the Bible, the Holy Spirit is picky. Did you notice that it was in the regions of Caesarea Philippi? It wasn't in the city. Sorry to destroy your, if you took your tourist one and you tell them, here it was. It was not there. In Yeshua's time, we have many cities, very famous, Scythopolis, Beth She'an. We have Tiberias, nearby where Yeshua had most of his ministry. We have Sepphoris, we have many cities, Caesarea Philippi. We have Caesarea that was built by Herod the Great near the sea. Yeshua was there. Never you hear even one mentioning of Yeshua visiting those cities. Show me. Because Yeshua is an ultra-Orthodox Jew. He came to live under the Torah. Are you with me? That's what my Bible tells me. You think an Orthodox Jew would enter those pagan cities with all the statues of Zeus and Ashtara? No. You remember Paul, again, religious Jew, by the way, not someone with guitar and jeans. Rabbi Paul, Shaul, beloved, we need to go back to the context, which is Jewish context. And I'm not saying it because, oh, I'm a Jew. I did not choose to be born a Jew, by the way. Okay, black people did not choose to be born black people and red people, etc. It's God's beauty. God likes variety. God's love is creation. Paul, when he goes to Athens, you remember? The spirit is quenched within him when he sees all those yucky pucky statues. Are you with me? Yeshua was revealed by Peter's confession at the origins of Caesarea Philippi. Are you following? Let's see how it continues. Context, context, context. I love, actually I don't love, I'm very sad, when I guide pastors at Caesarea Philippi, and I do the historical blah, 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 you know, who built the city, this junk here. Go and see the temple there, yeah, with the cave. And then the pastors say, thank you, Mr. Guide. And then take the Bible, and they open where we read today. The confession of Peter. And they stop where I stopped. Are you with me? Are you listening? Yeshua told them, shh, don't tell that I am Messiah. And then the pastor would ask his people, whom do you think Yeshua is? And everybody will. How do you say, one voice, synonymous, you know, I mean, one voice, they will say, Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, let's bow our heads and pray. And now you have 10 minutes to go to toilets and be on the bus. Shame, because Yeshua, when he asked Peter, who am I? When he asked the disciples, his aim, his goal, his purpose was not to invent a creed for the church. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. Who cares what you believe? The demons also believe in it. The point was, whom do you think I am? Aha. What are you going to do with your confession? Are you going to leave this lush Upper Galilee, green, beautiful flowers, beautiful weather, comfort zone, turn your back into it, and walk with me to Jerusalem? If I am not right, then why the context of this passage continues as following? Read it with me. From that time, Yeshua began to show to his disciples, I'm in verse 21, Matthew 16, that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day. Are you ready? Then Peter, the same Simon Peter, who had the great confession, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not. I mean, he had revelation from the Almighty. Don't you envy him? The same Peter represents most of the church today in the next statement. Thus, Yeshua tells him, get behind me, Satan. Let me elaborate. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. This is funny. The student rebukes his master. Did you think about it? I mean, what a chutzpah. What a nerve on Peter's side, yeah? Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. The same Peter who 2 seconds ago had this great revelation regarding who Yeshua is, Son of the living God, the Messiah, the anointed one, Son of the living God. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men. Then Yeshua said to the disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This is the context. This is the end of the story of the great confession. It has nothing to do with creeds, beloved. Do you really believe that Yeshua is the Messiah? Well, 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 there is a cost to pay. Do you want, we sang so beautifully, I love your voice. We sang so beautiful, we want your glory, we are seated in the high. Yes, spiritually we are seated already, Ephesians, yeah? In Ephesians, we are already seated in the heavenly presence. But we have still to walk the walk of life, for God's sake. And the walk of life is not to be stuck at Caesarea Philippi. In the comfort zone. The walk of life is to finish the race because the one who sustained, who holds till the end, not 7 years before, shall be saved. Till the very last trumpet and not one before or three before. What about walking with Yeshua, carry the cross, crucifixion to the flesh, death to self, self-ambition, everything. And walk with him to Jerusalem. Friends, Israel does not need to convert to Christianity. It's actually Gentile believers who converted to the Jewish faith in the Jewish Messiah. And they became one. One heritage, one destiny. Israel is now in her third period. She is pushed to the cross. Israel is going to be crucified by the nations, like she crucified Yeshua. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be with Israel? Because Yeshua and Israel cannot be separated. Or are you going to sit in your comfort zone and think, oh, we are separated from this entity. God is into bigamy. He has two wives. He asks Rami to be married only to one wife, but he has two wives. He has the church and he has Israel. This is not biblical. Whether you like it or not, you like Ruth the Moabite, one day declared to Naomi and to Boaz, your God is my God. Your people are my people. Wherever you will bury, I will be buried. Wherever you will go, I will go. This is your connection to end time prophecies. Israel is following the footsteps of her own Messiah without knowing it. But guess what? We are to join hands with them. Like we are asked by Yeshua to go with him to Jerusalem. The student is not bigger than the rabbi, the master. Will you follow the footsteps of Messiah till the very end? Whom do you say that I am? Yeshua asks. Before you jump and say, oh, you're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, hallelujah, think. Because your words have weight. Heavy weight. Are you ready to carry the cross and act in accordance to what you just uttered out of your lips? I encourage you, beloved. Yeshua is coming soon. Very soon. And he is coming to Jerusalem. I encourage you, all of you, to look to Jerusalem. Don't look to Rome. Don't look to any other place. Look to your heritage. It started in Jerusalem. It's going to end in Jerusalem, not in another place. The heavenly Jerusalem where we are seated will one day come down and land on the natural Jerusalem. And thus the harmony which existed between God and his creation up to the fall, Genesis 3, will be restored fully. Are you with me? Yeshua did not come to create Christianity. Yeshua did not come to improve Judaism. Yeshua came as second Adam. last Adam, to take us with him if we are ready to bear his cross, to take us with him to Jerusalem, back to the Garden of Eden. Amen. God bless you.
Is awesome.